The Hard Shoulder on News Talk
with Nissan. Let's go the distance by keeping our distance. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Well, they say form is temporary, but class is permanent. I so enjoyed the Etihad last night. Not 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, 4-0. It should have been 7. This was, of course, the guard of honour that was given by City players to the champions, Liverpool. And joining me now is Philip Thompson. Tomo, what did you make of it?
Is it me, or is it the other
no,
Tomo?
No, it's the other Tomo. The other Tomo.
Go on.
No, I know you've not. You're speechless. But what have you got for me?
What I've got for you, listen. Do you know if we'd have took our chances, if we'd have got all the champagne out of our system, I'm quite sure we'd have scored those. We'd have been 2 or 3 nil up before you got that dubious penalty.
Right.
So where does that leave us? Are you quite happy finishing runners up?
So do you think that as we look forward to next season with De Bruyne and Sterling purring,
De Bruyne might not be there, because when you get thrown out of the Champions League, for 2 seasons, and Pep goes, well, De Bruyne has said that he's going, is that right? Also, you've lost Sane, you're a selling club.
What did you make of the match itself?
I don't know. I thought it was fantastic. Manchester City quite obviously wanted to win it a lot more than what Liverpool did. That was quite obvious. I would have wanted to do that. If I had had to give a guard of honour, being as good as Manchester City, you'd have been desperate to put one over. The result didn't actually shock me, Ivan, because I was expecting Manchester City to come out all guns blazing, and yet Liverpool had the best chances early on.
Was it not a bit of a humiliation, though?
Oh, Ivan, is this all you're clinging to?
Well, no, I am upset because I sent you a friendly text during the match with the emojis of being delirious, and you actually text me back. You actually hurt my feelings. You called me a bastard.
I'm not supposed to see that, Ivan. On the radio. But it was one of those games. I found it tactically quite fascinating how the two teams, they were playing within the 30-metre position in the middle of the pitch. Both defences were playing so high, trying high press, and any ball over the top was causing both sides problems. And yes, I can understand City are always going to be sort of going to challenge next year. But I still think you need another central defender. I think you need a left back. And when you have more departures, more than Sane, I think it'll be hard, because if Aguero goes as well, Jesus is not good enough to lace Aguero's boots.
And tell me this, do you think that Liverpool need to strengthen in the close season?
You know what, I would like to, Ivan, and I think we had this discussion. I always think you should strengthen while you're on top. And Timo Werner, the German player, I know Liverpool didn't want to go from because of the cost. Players that took deferrals in wages, and then you're signing a player on £200,000 a week, and they don't. You have to strengthen while you're on top. I'd have still signed them, because back in the day, Manchester United, that's what they did. Although they were winning titles, they strengthened. Manchester City have done the same. I know things are very, very difficult at the moment with the pandemic. But if you have that money, you're on top, you have to strengthen while the others are all flailing.
But at least Liverpool fans don't have to worry about the FA Cup or the Champions League quarterfinal draw next week.
I think they should null and void them, Ivan. I think they should just Okay. You know, why do you need to play them? You know, the most important thing was the Premier League and okay. getting that done to save.
Well, look, I couldn't let it go without talking to you because we're going to talk about racing now to Derek Thompson. But it is great to see Klopp outwitted. Thank you so much.
You've got me dad on, Ivan. Derek.
Exactly. All right, Phil Thompson, thank you, as always, for taking the medicine. Liverpool fans, text 53106. Now, Derek, let's get down to the serious business. It's never happened before. It's back to front. Ascot has been before the Epsom Derby. The Irish Derby has been before the Epsom Derby. But tomorrow, it perhaps makes it even better. You have the Oaks and Derby together. What a contest. We'll go to the Oaks first, insofar as
is it
a match between Love and Frankly Darling, and who do you like?
Well, it's going to be a fascinating Oaks, it really is. Love won the 1,000 guineas by over four lengths, and if you can win the 1,000 guineas by that sort of margin, Ivan, you know you're pretty good. Will the horse stay? Well, we'll soon find out. He's 5-4. 7-4, Frankly Darling, and Frankly Darling, will you believe, is written by Frankie Darling Dottori. So, it's 5-1 bar these. Ennisman is Shamey Heffernan and Aidan O'Brien next best at 5-1. Gold Wand could be interesting each way at 20s. But, yeah, basically, I think Love will win it. Isn't it a great name for a horse? Love. Come on, Love.
Okay, can I ask you this? Because any time Love gets beat, it's because of soft ground. What ground are they predicting for tomorrow?
Good to firm in places. So I don't think there'll be any excuses, and it would be great. But Frankie's going to, there'll be plenty of support for Frankie tomorrow. You know, Frankly Darling, I saw the horse on the gallops on Tuesday morning here at Newmarket. The horse looks very well, and Frankie rode her as well. It could be a match. These two stands are way clear of their rivals, certainly on ratings.
Okay, let's move on to the big blue ribboned 455. And indeed, he's mob handed Aidan. Which do you like best of the Aidan horses?
Oh, I knew you'd ask me that. You're supposed to tell me you lived here. And, well, he's won seven derbies. You know, nobody's ever trained the winner of eight derbies. And it's 50 years since the great Nijinsky, which you and I both remember, Vincent O'Brien, and the last horse to win the Triple Crown, last colt to win the Triple Crown here in the UK. Well, it's got to be good. But we've got Frankie on English King. He did nothing wrong. He won the Lingfield Derby trial. So if he acts at Lingfield, he'll act at Epsom, and he'll stay the trip. Cameco is the one for me. The way he won the 2,000 guineas, it was the fastest ever 2,000 guineas, faster than
Frankel. Will he stay a mile and a half?
I'd love to say yes. Everybody thinks the style of his racing suggests he does. Oisin Murphy's riding outstanding. I mean, I think he's the best since Lester Pickett, Oisin. I think he's that good. He'll be coming out of stall 11, so that hasn't been done for a long time. No horse has actually won the Derby from stall 11 since starting stalls were invented back in 67 when you and I were just, you know, in short trousers. But, of course, his dad trained Mill Reef to win in 71, Andrew Bowling, so he knows what it takes.
So you're going for Love and Cameco?
I think Cameco, if he stays, will win. But, I mean, Mogul, Ryan tells him that. You know, but I think Pile Driver is the best each way. I think he's incredible. William Muir trains. His son-in-law, Martin Dwyer, rides. He's a big Everton supporter. There's not many of them. And I think each way, I think he's got a tremendous price. But I do think Cameco, if he stays, wins the Derby.
Finally, my sweetheart of all sweethearts, Enable is back in the Eclipse on Sunday. Yes or no?
Yeah. Yes. Done plenty of work. I saw her on Tuesday morning on the gallops here at Newmarket. It's going to be good. Gay Up takes the horse on. Japan is, by the way, is a full brother to Mogul. That runs on Sunday in the Eclipse at Sandown. Deirdre. I met a nice girl called Deirdre on the gallops the other day. The Japanese challenger. That is working well as well. But it would be incredible. And I tell you what about Frankie Dottori winning all three big races over the weekend? Who's to say?
But Gosden was saying because she was six, she's taken more work. Are you saying she's fully wound up?
I tell you what, if you'd seen it, you'd been standing next to me, and you saw going past, you'd say, wow. Oh, she's a wower. Without a doubt, she's going to take the world a beating, but it's going to be a good race.
All right. I'm like, if for true flat race fans. Those three races are absolutely outstanding. You heard there, Enable and Frankie maybe could do a treble. Cameco, which is Oisin Murphy, and Love, which is Aidan O'Brien's, are Tomo's three picks for the weekend's top class racing.
The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk
with Nissan. Together, let's play our part by staying apart. Nissan, innovation that excites.